time for the Jackson County Chamber Radio Show, starring Tim Booth and Pat O'Dowd. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. It's great to be with you, Greg.
Say good morning to Jackson.
Good morning, Jackson.
There you go.
It is a treat to be here this morning.
I think we're going to have
with
to...
Joe Walsh,
open it up. Life's been good to me so far. I think the term starring is probably used very loosely there, Tim. I know...
Very much so in my case, Pat.
You know, the real stars of the Jackson Chamber of Commerce and our community are our members. But, you know, Tim, you were saying yesterday this is a lifelong dream of yours to have your own radio show, have the platform here, to be able to talk to your community, tell the great stories. What are your goals here with the rebirth, as Greg said, the rebirth of the Chamber Show?
Yeah. I was excited with the opportunity to come out here and be a part of the show. But I got to tell you, arriving and being here today, it's a bit intimidating. I mean, this is like radio royalty out here at KHM. TOC, GOC, Ken Fran, Tom Krawczyk, Big Dog, Scott Clow. I mean, these are radio legends.
Icons.
To walk through the office here and all the awards that adorn the walls and bookcases, it's just wonderful. This is like, Greg, this is like the Cooperstown of radio excellence.
We are looking at a
Cooperstown.
It's amazing. We've got awards. We've got awards everywhere. It is a little bit intimidating, but
it is.
What an amazing job WKHM and the McKibben Radio Group do to bring the great stories of the Jackson community forth. And I think, Tim, that's kind of what you have in mind. Why don't we tell the listeners, what's your vision for the Chamber Show, the rebirth of the Chamber Show?
Well, I'm just humbled to be here, and it really is my hope that in our time together, Pat, that we can educate the listeners about the Chamber and share how we go about facilitating prosperity for all in our community. It would be my hope that we can tell those stories through our members. There's a lot of wonderful successes out there, and I think it's best and more appropriate if they tell the success of the Chamber, maybe with a chuckle and not taking ourselves all that seriously.
I think we did promise that it was going to be an educational show, and perhaps... this was the key word, perhaps entertaining. So I think both of us are on the same line there. We want to keep it lighthearted, but we want to showcase our members in the Jackson business community.
But, Pat, you are much more of the media darling, both in front of the camera and behind the mic. What do you want out of our time here?
Darling, again, a term certainly used loosely. You know what, I'm really hoping to educate our community. The Jackson County Chamber of Commerce has been around since 1909, serving the Jackson business community, serving the nonprofit community. We have over 740 businesses and nonprofits that are dues-paying members who believe in the mission of the Chamber, who believe in the vision. We have an amazing board of directors that steers the ship. Craig Hatch, our president and CEO, an amazing leader. So really what I want to take this, you know, this platform that we've been blessed with on a one-month contract, I should add. Tim, I don't know if you knew that. If this one doesn't go well.
Short contract.
We are 1 month at a time, month-to-month contract, Craig told me this morning on the way out.
So. I'm confident.
But, yeah, I just, you know, I think, like you said, there's so many amazing stories of entrepreneurs in our community, of community service through the nonprofits. We have that collection. We have the ability to bring those people together and tell that story. So just super proud. I know you're proud to work for the Chamber of Commerce, and a lot of people really could use a little education on
what
we do.
Pat, are you taking calls?
Are you saying that we have a... Greg, we've been on the air for 4 minutes, and we've already got a fan calling in.
You guys are getting calls? That's crazy.
This is amazing. I knew
we had... Hello? Somebody there?
Yeah, this is Arthur from Jackson, long-time listener of the Chamber Show. First-time caller. but I've been wondering, what the heck is a Chamber of Commerce anyway?
Arthur!
There you go.
Our number one fan, Arthur, thank you for calling in.
You got a fan club already.
A fan club of one. We are a wolf pack of one, as they say in the movie.
Long time listener.
Arthur, we certainly appreciate you hanging out for the 3 minutes we've been on the air. That has to extend our contract out. Anyway, let's get to it. You know, Arthur had a question. I'm sure there's a lot of other listeners out there that have that same exact question. Tim, what the heck is a Chamber of Commerce?
Well, I can start with maybe the stuffy answer of, you know, that we're an association of businesses and not-for-profit organizations. And we try to create success for commerce through partnerships, through connections of our members and the community, and engagement. That would be a big part of it. I think everybody at the chamber and any chamber, but certainly ours, we're proud to be a driver and advocate for dynamic business and economic development for all. Note, listeners, that we're the Jackson County Chamber of Commerce, so it's not just in town. That's the what of the chamber. I would say the how of the chamber is summed up in three objectives. We protect your business, we connect your business, and we grow your people.
That's amazing. So we have three promises that we're trying to give to our members, to our community. How, Tim, you say protect the business. What is that? Like, you know, I used to sell security systems at Comtronics. They protect businesses with security. So what is that? When you say protect your business, what can a business owner out there expect from the Jackson Chamber? How are you working, or how are we working to protect their business?
There's many components to that element of our mission. I think First and foremost would be advocacy. We're advocating for our members with city and county, state and federal decision makers for business-friendly legislation, business-friendly environments. That would be one. Really, in the last three months. We've had some real good examples with this COVID craziness of how the chamber can help and be a protector and advocate for your business. Initially, we were getting questions, am I an essential business? How do I determine if I'm essential? Then we got PPP. That's a loan that was available to small businesses. You know, this is new territory for them, and we were able to explain to them and in some ways learn with them about what we're doing. We got the Enterprise Group grants that went out this week. We were very helpful with some questions, supporting and protecting their business. What we've gone through in the last 3 months is put some of these small businesses in our community on a razor's edge to if they're going to make it or not. I mean, and these are serious. This isn't just hyperbole that, you know, we want to stir up things. So our staff is their staff.
Do you think it's fair to say then that the Chamber of Commerce, the staff, the board of directors are an extension of the business? So we want the business to be able to run. The business owners in our community, the nonprofit leaders, they're doing what they do best. They're running their business. They're trying to survive in these crazy times. Then you throw all of these new regulations and executive orders that come down daily on top of them. So we're a resource. Is that fair in saying, Tim, that we're a resource for them? They can call you any time of the day for interpretations, help.
Yep, and that's very accurate. We are a resource for them. One of the other components is decision makers that we make available to our members. Just in the last few weeks or couple months, I mean, we've had presentations and made available to our members, Wahlberg and Peters and Alexander, Shirky. I mean, we were very proactive in these sorts of things. So they were able to communicate with these decision makers and legislators and ask questions and really get direct answers from them. Last week, we were tickled to death to have a new city manager, Jonathan Green, on a call. And it was wonderful that that we had that and presented that to them.
So we are, the Chamber of Commerce is actively connecting our members as well. You mentioned connecting. So aside from connecting our members, the business owners, the nonprofit leaders, to our local elected officials, we're also connecting them to a network of over 740 businesses. We're connecting them to their future customers. And last promised him that you mentioned, we're going to grow their people.
Yep, and that's personal and professional development. Again, we're part of their staff, so we're going to give them training. We're going to give them Disney training. We're going to give them opportunities to grow their leaders in one of our committees. That's a fantastic way that we can grow your people. And Leadership Jackson is one of our more premier and prestigious opportunities that we have for growing people.
And Leadership Jackson, been around since 1982, personal and professional development, and that'll lead into our second half of the show. We've got Casey Hansen, who just recently graduated from Experience Jackson. She's from Leadership Jackson. She's with Experience Jackson. And I understand you're also going to interview Derek from the YMCA store camps. That and more from the Chamber Show coming up after these break. I'm just looking for clues at the scene of the crime. Life's been good to me so
far. Welcome back to the Chamber Show. I'm Tim Booth. Great to be with you this morning.
A.M. Jackson.
As we teased, going into the commercial, we want to highlight one of our Grow Your People programs, and that's Leadership Jackson. Leadership Jackson is a leadership academy that has been around since 1982, actually. So it's a very prestigious program. And I looked yesterday at the participant list, and I just want to share with you a few of the people that have been participants. Freddie Dancy and Arlene Robinson in city leadership, Donovan Cronkite, Chrissy Siders, Rick Walton, Elmer Hitt, Georgia Fatasic. So that's just a tease of the quality of people that we've had through our program. We added to that this year many future leaders, one of which is Casey Hansen, program manager at Experience Jackson, which is Jackson's Visitors and Conventions Bureau and experts. Casey, thank you for joining us and sharing your insight and feelings about experiences with Leadership Jackson. If you would introduce yourself to our listeners.
Yes, thank you for having me. I loved being a part of Leadership Jackson this year. That was an opportunity that I had that really it can't compare to anything else. I mean, the people that we were connected to, the lessons that we were taught, and just the real life experience that we gained was something that nobody else can really offer here. So I loved being a part of Leadership Jackson. There was many, many classes that I sat through, and I just thought, man, this is good stuff. So personally and professionally.
What we had during the course of the program, we had 12 different presentations. What class topics did you find particularly impactful?
Yeah, that's a great question. I personally loved communication. There was one on finance and government, and I'd say those two were the two classes that I wouldn't have been exposed to, the two topics that I really wouldn't have been exposed to outside of Leadership Jackson. So definitely the government and finance ones really helped me.
I'm not surprised by that. They were two of the heavy hitters in our program. One of the other things that we were able to do is personality profiles, Myers-Briggs tests, those sorts of things. Casey, share your observation or reflections of why you're more prepared to be a leader, why you're more confident being a leader after having gone through our Leadership Jackson program.
Yeah, that's a great question. Leadership Jackson really does give you that little confidence boost that you need in the workplace to kind of set yourself apart as a leader. One thing that Leadership Jackson really helped me gain was that real life experience demonstrating leadership. And that was through the service projects that we were required to do. So the service project that I was a part of was with Disability Connections. And I think that was just the cherry on top that really gave us the opportunity to demonstrate those new leadership skills.
Well, you mentioned the service projects. We're pleased today to be joined by Derek Bycraft, who's the alumni director at the YMC Store Camps. And just to set up those service projects, part of the curriculum is that the class was divided into four groups, and they were going to go out and work with a not-for-profit organization that had identified a need that the talent that we have in this program could help with. This year we had AWARE, we had Rise Above, Casey mentioned Disability Connections, and we also had the YMCA Store Camp that Derek's involved with. So welcome, Derek. Why don't you introduce the listeners to the Store Camp out there in Napoleon area.
Yeah, thanks, Tim. We just wrapped up our 103rd summer season last week. We actually still have our last week of our day camp program going on as well. We sit on about 1,200 acres of land on beautiful Stony Lake, and we have year-round opportunities for people to be able to come out and enjoy our camps.
And I think it's one thing to have the participants grow and learn and then get this firsthand knowledge, but then be of service to our community, our nonprofit community. What was your, in the YMCA Store Camp's, specific ask of the Leadership Jackson group that was available to you?
Yeah, for many of our listeners, this may be the first time they've actually heard of YMCA Store Camps, even though it's a hidden gem in Jackson. So a big ask that we had was to try and introduce YMCA Store Camps to the broader Jackson audience. We get a lot of groups that like to come from out of county. We get a bunch of people from like the Ann Arbor and Toledo area, but unfortunately the Jackson County area is a little bit underserved, and we really wanted to be able to give back to our local community.
Well, I have to say I enjoyed my trip out there before this started, and we reviewed the proposals and so forth. How did your particular group respond with what your ask was of them?
They did a phenomenal job, Tim. We were able to not only get the name out into a lot of other organizations and businesses in the community areas, because we had folks who worked with the Jackson District Library, folks who worked with local banks, so they were able to get some of our flyers and information out there, but we were really able to break into some of the local schools. We were able to get out to Parma and Bean Elementaries to participate in their STEM nights. We were able to get some connections over at the Jackson Intermediate School District and had meetings all lined up to be able to meet with principals all over Jackson County to show different ways that they could bring their kids in their groups to Store Camps.
Mm-hmm. So there was some progress made on the awareness of the Store Camp.
Mm-hmm.
And this past Leadership Jackson semester, if you will, was my first. And wow, what a unique experience it was, because we were nearing the end of our semester and then everything blew up and we had to stop. So that probably affected the end results of what we were able to do with the Leadership Jackson program for you. But how did that work out at the end, and is there going to be a continuing benefit to their efforts?
Oh, most definitely. We've been able to reach out to a lot of the schools that we hadn't previously partnered with, and we're working with them to see if there's any way we can help out with some of this mix of virtual and in-person classes, as well as constantly offering a lending hand to the JSID to be able to have potential building spaces or just anything else that local school programs might need while they transition between virtual and in-person classes.
And lastly, Derek, I want to ask you, how did your project prepare and challenge the group?
Well, I think with this one, it was really interesting because we've been around, like I said, for 103 years, but people don't quite know about us. So I think it gave the group a lot of ideas that there's a lot of hidden gems in Jackson, that there's a lot of these businesses that if they just give a little bit of a push and a shove to, they're going to be able to really blow that business up in Jackson, because we got so many people who'd never heard of camp before saying, oh my gosh, this is a great place. And we were able to get tours and visitors out that had never heard of Jackson just because that group was able to get our name out.
Okay. Thanks, Derek.
Yeah.
Well, that gives you the perspective of Leadership Jackson, which again was one of our Grow Your People priorities for the chamber. And I think that gives you an indication of the sorts of things within the program and the successes that we have and the difference we make.
Tim, you made it. We have finished the first edition of the Rebirth Chamber Show featuring Tim Booth and Pat O'Dowd. Thank you, Jackson, for listening. We'll be back the second Wednesday of every month at 8:30 from the County National Bank Studio here at WKHM.